Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I will continue to take this Balance of Nature. I love it. And if it keeps me going, then I'm all for it.
We are healthy because we take Balance of Nature. We feel energetic. I get up just before 7 o'clock every morning. We are enjoying health. And I tell everybody about it. I am a pastor. God wants for us to be healthy and take care of our bodies.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The people in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot or a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccinations.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if a lot of thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's
much more serious than the flu.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pass?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
You're right, but I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city.
Incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Got a lot in this hour for you. Are you ready? Oh, boy. I'm going to say some statements, and I want some feedback from you. In fact, I can't wait to get feedback from you. But I'm going to say some pretty bold statements, and I'm going to cover a lot of ground. That was Fauci kind of getting it handed to him when he went around the inner cities to try to talk them into shots. And, you know, the whole first year when they were saying it was a mystery, COVID was a mystery, 2020, because now we're 3 years post, right? It's amazing that Fauci wasn't at the microphone saying 20 years went into that shot, right? They just kept saying, the second we heard about this mystery virus, we started on the shots. What they had been working on was cold, a shot for a cold, but they never really could get that through. until they made up the word COVID and then could tell everyone that they had 98 different, you know, you had some symptoms of the 98 symptoms of cold and flu. And then therefore, now you have the word COVID. And everyone was like, oh, I think I have it. I think I have it. I think I have COVID. Not the flu, not a cold. COVID. It has to be COVID because the media told me it was COVID. Because this one feels harsher. This one feels harsher. Well, you've had light colds and heavy colds. You've had flu bugs that kept you really down. Then you've had light flu, right? Yeah. Anyway. You know, I keep hoping, and I don't know if I'm hoping this in vain, but I just keep hoping we've learned so much from this cabal, what they're willing to sell us on, and the fact that they own the hospitals now. They own the airlines, and they own the hospitals, the government does. The NIH tells the hospital administrators what to do, and the lawyers write the protocols. That's why you're given a number when you go in. You're given numbers, and those numbers correlate to what they're going to do for you. And that's courtesy of the NIH. Your diagnosis comes from a number, a system. So they own the airlines, totally co-opt them, okay? Then they own the hospitals. And we are in a world of hurt now because I don't trust going to a hospital anymore for any medical care. They're still walking around in masks to this day. They're still telling people to put on a mask. So anyone that's doing that, I can't respect. I think you're stupid. I really do. I think you don't have a brain in your head if you're still saying people should wear a mask. And the medical cabal has been taken over by the NIH, the government. They're told and directed as to what to do so that they don't get liability and so that they also get the funnel of laundered money, of government money. We went from billions to trillions overnight in 2020. And this is another thing we did. We went into the trillions and nobody even realized it. We never talked about it. People weren't talking about it. It was now the bills are in trillions, whereas before we used to talk in the billions. Laundered money. Money going through for COVID dollars. Remember when the first bill went through and they were giving people like the JFK, like the, what is it? The center that they give all the awards. The Kennedy Center. They were giving them millions of dollars to clean. I didn't know bleach costs millions of dollars to clean their facility. I mean, so much money went out. So much money went out. So much money laundered. So let me say a couple of statements, okay? And this comes from a writer I don't always agree with, but I do agree with a majority of this, okay? I'm gonna say some things. You come back. You tell me what you think. The banking system is not collapsing. It is not collapsing. It is managed theater in order to cover continued monopolization of the system. Just like the housing collapse in 2008, it's a hostile takeover sold to you as a failure. There is no bank failure going on. That's why the regulators didn't see it coming, because they had no regulators for a reason, so they could blame it on being inept instead of the fact that those that held money in these banks, okay, were able to take their money out, and then they were able to get the Federal Reserve and the government to pay them back off. Did they double their money? Circle, $3.3 billion. Roku, $487 million. BlockFi, Roblox, Ginkgo Bio, iRhythm, Rocket Lab, Lending Club, Payoneer. Those are some of the companies. Were they able to take their money and then, of course, the government bailout? There was no bailout needed. What about the insurance? Okay, so this is all theater, managed theater. They actually had a lot of assets. This is why they were targeted for a takeover. The banks will go into temporary receivership and then will be taken over by Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan. And in this way, everyone wins. They all get their money. They get the money through the bailout, doubling it. They also get their money. In this way, is it a continuation of COVID bucks? All those shenanigans? All those lies? The big retailers drove all the competition out of the way by forcibly shuttering all moms and pops, right? The big retailers won because they're in the pocket. Walmart, Costco, Bill Gates' father was on the board of Costco. Okay, you've got all these companies that prevailed through COVID, all kept open. Nobody even questioned it. Amazon, nobody questioned it. Well, why don't they get the cooties? Why are all the mom and pops shuttering? So the big retailers drive out all the competition, forcibly shuttering all moms and pops. Are they going to do this systematically with the banks to even further centralize it? It already is centralized, but then you get rid of just your mom and pops. It's easier to manage. Is it just a further spin out of our unregulated predatory system where all money becomes centralized, even more so than it is today? Which leads us into the Great Reset, which says really the Great Reset is all about making sure that this particular thing happens, right? And then the companies left standing, your Walmart, your despicable, just grotesque Walmart, who, by the way, their stores are going so far downhill, it's embarrassment to watch. They're in the pocket, so they'll do and go along exactly with the Great Reset. They'll go to no cash, machine only. They will follow suit like no other. Still to this day, they used to be 24/7 Walmarts. They're not anymore. No store is. Why is that? Why have we not gone back to having stores open 24 hours? Why the limited hours? Strange, right? Nobody can say why that is. They say they can't get enough workers. I call BS. I don't believe that at all. Here's another one. Trump is not actually going to be arrested. It'll be a dog and pony show. And this is why it won't go down as a regular arrest. Now they're trying to say that tomorrow it will be an arrest, sort of. No handcuffs, no nothing. Okay. Theater. Is it all theater? Is the entire thing staged? Alvin Bragg, the DA. Plenty of money's been in payoff, so don't believe the Stormy Daniels thing for a moment. Okay. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hillary did a payoff of $113,000. There's no problem with payoffs. They do them all the time. So why are they dredging up the old Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen story? Because they don't have anything else. Trump is an actor, right? It's kind of like another episode of Apprentice. Working up to the inevitable moment where he says to Biden, you're fired. The payoff was also manufactured, right? Cohen's conviction, manufactured. Never happened. It's kind of like all those big lawsuits that you're noticing that happen in courts where the judge only has certain cases, right? Over talking about false flags. So, like the banking collapse, like the Ukraine, like everything else, everything's being staged so that you don't talk about the vaccine genocide. We have a lot of CIA courts that have been manufactured, like I was just saying, manufactured to present some sort of verdict or arrest or charges. But these districts have really strange judges attached to them who don't have any other cases. It's very bizarre. We see a lot going down in front of our faces, but is it all managed theater and everybody's playing a part? Interesting concept. Everyone is playing their part, even your favorites. Something to think about. I'll be right back. I'll take your calls on this. I have more to say. 888-673-1450. Be right back. There you go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray. There's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Somebody done somebody wrong, song. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song and make me feel at home.
Welcome back. Yes, I'm live today. I've got Dr. Pesta coming in the next hour, and a lot to say in this hour, actually. And you may not agree with anything I'm saying. Don't care. I really don't care. It's okay. You can disagree with me. You can agree with me. I don't care. So welcome back, and Balance of Nature. If you don't have the product, pull the trigger and get it. This is a phenomenal product. I've talked so much in the last 3 years about Fluvid, about the lies, and really about our immune system and how it's on the inside of our body. And we need to be taking food supplements that interact with the inside of our body and that actually do us some good. Our food supply is terrible. It's beyond terrible. We need to be taking a food supplement. If you're going to take one, take Balance of Nature. I did the homework, and it was the only one that had everything I was looking for and more. And then also was affordable. This is the one. They grow all their own fruits and vegetables, no chemicals. And they dial it down to the phytonutrients. They stick that in a capsule. You take those capsules, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. I can't stress it enough. It's so good. It's fantastic. Put the code KATE. Your promo code should be KATE. And then you'll get 35% off and free shipping. And it helps the show. I love these guys. Balanceofnature.com. Can't say enough about them. They are fantastic. Also get the copper, the FIQ copper. and magnesium, Recuperate. Get those products. Make sure you're taking those too. It'll really balance out your system as well. We don't have enough copper in our diet. Clearly, if you listen to Morley Robbins on Friday, you understand a lot more about the body than we ever used to. So grateful for that. So let's go back. Let's go back to some of these comments, okay? Payoffs manufactured, arrests more theater. January 6th, completely staged. Completely, though. See, a lot of people out there in our alternative media are saying that there were just agents there. No, it was completely staged from the ground up. It wasn't just infiltrated by a couple of agents. More than half the people there, government assets and actors, especially the guy in the horns. People don't walk around like that. They wanted to give you that buffoonish character of a patriot. So that would make the pictures going forward, right? Story was manufactured. The stories were all manufactured. No one was injured, except for a few actors that might have taken it too far, cut their arm when they were breaking a window, tripped, sprained an ankle, that sort of thing. And nothing that was destroyed, it wasn't pre-marked or easily replaceable. Think about the fact that they said millions and millions and millions and gazillions of dollars were destroyed. Really? Where? In what? They opened the doors from the inside. They waved everybody in. The doors couldn't be opened from the outside. Easy, easy things, right? That the actors were told to do. Barricades were brought in just so they could be smashed, like in Hollywood. And I think this is one of the things that if you can't see this, you need to do more research. The Ukraine, completely staged. Such a circus. They have an admitted actor, a guy in a boy band, in a very gay boy band, who used to perform in pasties and S&M gear. Okay. Zelensky, they don't hide it anymore. They don't even try to hide him as they're trying to prop him up as a legitimate president of a country. He's an actor. He's in a boy band. Okay. And the heads of countries aren't normally professional actors, but you know, we started getting the actors. We started getting the people that, they think we're so stupid now. They don't even care. They just don't even care. We have progressively sexier, more staged events every day so that no one talks about the offing of people from the vaccine genocide. We're right on the edge of a revolution, but we're actually quietly doing this revolution. The quiet revolution involves people quitting their jobs, they're pulling their kids out of schools. Hollywood is tanking. They won't say that. The Oscars used to get 50 to 80,000 or million people watching, and now they only get 15 million. You know, less than a fourth of what they used to. But they're acting like everyone's watching them. Why? Because they're Hollywood. They can get away with it. Many people are recognizing the stage theatrics. When Trump was in office, they did the whole Russia narrative. Who was at the helm of that? Right? Flynn. General Flynn. General Flynn used to work for Obama. The whole General Flynn sat at a table next to a Russian story was one of the stupidest stories that people fell for because Flynn was in on it. And Flynn kept the Russia narrative in the newspapers, right? Because then we had a victim of the Russia narrative. But oddly enough, nothing ever happened to Trump during the Russia narrative. That was the predominant story of most of his 4 years. Nothing really happened from it, sort of fizzled away. nothing happened. The people that said it, that said it happened, didn't get into trouble. The ones that said there was evidence never showed any evidence. Nothing ever happened to Trump. Okay. Then we had the Mar-a-Lago raid. Nothing happened from that. No arrests were done. It was a raid. Nothing happened. I'm trying to look at the fruit of what has happened to then determine some of these outcomes and then really look at the whole story of everything. Is everybody a paid player? Is everybody an actor? All of the stage theater, the Ukraine, everything. I know there are people out there that are conservative that actually believe Russia is doing all these atrocities to the Ukraine. I don't know how one can be that stupid, but it's okay. They believe it. They believe it hook, line, and sinker. They believe the media. They think they're super smart. They just keep believing. How much of this is staged, do you think? We get sexier and sexier events happening. You don't have to go along with any of this. You don't have to believe any of it. You don't have to do what you're told. You don't have to give them your money. You don't have to vote for any of them. Is it a bunch of clowns? Is it a bunch of staged events? The one thing that no one's ever talking about, even Tucker is saying, you know, that January 6th was the biggest event besides the 2020 election. Isn't the vaccine genocide the biggest event? No one's talking about the biggest event. The biggest event is people are still going to die from that. We're going to have more health problems coming in the next year to 2 years from cancers that light up and everything else that those shots will do to the bodies of those that took those shots and the shedding of those shots onto people that didn't take the shot. Pfizer talked about it in their paperwork. They were well aware. They knew. How much of this is theater? And how hard is that to admit for everybody? There is no banking collapse. If you think about some of these staged events, think about Hillary's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee had agreed to pay $113,000 to settle a Federal Election Commission investigation into whether they had violated campaign finance by misreporting, by lying, spending money on research that eventually came to become the Steele dossier. $113,000 to settle that. Why aren't they in trouble? Why aren't they being arrested? They have to go clear back to Stormy Daniels on this to present some sort of payoff, right, to Stormy Daniels. I know you guys thought that story was long buried. It should have been. It's asinine to bring it up now, right? But was that whole thing staged? There are a lot of calls for protests in New York City. What do you think is going to happen? Do they want people to come to protest? It'd be pretty smart to say, don't do it, right? Don't go. Look what happened January 6th. You could do this in other ways. And I think we're going to have to, because they love to try to turn us into looking like terrible, awful Americans and incriminating us. Domestic terrorists, what they call people like us, right? They would love to have more options to do things like that to people. The DA, Bragg, who's on the take, reduced 52% of all felony charges to a misdemeanor. Now he's elevating a misdemeanor to a felony that the feds refused to prosecute to indict President Trump. Why this guy? Why the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg? He's letting all kinds of criminals roam free. None of this makes any sense. George Soros spent a lot of money to elect Alvin Bragg, DA of Manhattan, right? But it goes beyond George Soros. George Soros isn't even the story. Okay. This guy let people go that robbed drugstores at knife point, right? Grand larceny, assault, I mean, you name it. And they're dredging up this story for Trump. They are certainly wanting many, many distractions right now. And I have a feeling that nothing will really result of any of this that's going on with Trump, because it could be all theater. Is Trump a willing actor? That should be your next question. Is he a willing actor in all of this? Is he playing a part? That's tough, right? Is he a not really willing but going along with it? Or is he very willing and part of it? I remember with the whole Mar-a-Lago thing, it was that he was going to be arrested, but he never was arrested, and there was nothing there. And then, of course, they came out with the documents in Biden's garage. Lots of distractions. Lots of distractions. Lots of circus. Lots of theater. From Ukraine, you have to realize that January 6th, you never saw a riot take place. It was actors. We're so used to seeing Hollywood. It's insane. Those of you that are calling, I'll take your calls on the flip side of this break. Please call back. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your opinions on everything I just said. Okay? Is it all theater? Every bit of it. Every bit of it. People playing their parts. That's the question on the table. And I mean all of it. And I mean all of it, all of it. Just as Dr. David Martin says. And I mean the whole enchilada. Is it all theater? Be right back. I hope you'll answer that question. Be right back right after the break. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I welcome you. MyPillow.com. These are great Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts. Great Easter gifts. Brand new sheets. Giza cotton sheets. Like Dana Lash says, they are made from the hands of angels. Weave together. they really are. They last forever. They're amazing quality. Just like my grandma's sheets. They're just, my grandma used to have on all of her beds. They're just amazing. And who knew MyPillow would have these products? So please make sure you go to MyPillow.com. Get the sheets. Get the slippers. Slippers have an outdoor sole. There's even different kinds of them. They run a little more smaller, so get size up. But they are amazing. Okay? You guys can get these for Mother's Day, Father's Day. Treat yourself. No one's buying you these. Treat yourself, because you're going to get up to 90% off right now. Get the new MyPillow, too. That's the 2.0 technology that keeps you nice and cool while you sleep. I think there's still a 2-for-1 on that. Don't quote me. Put in the code KATE. Go to MyPillow.com. Dog beds, mattresses. I have one of their mattresses. It's great. It's fantastic. And their pillow tops. The pillow top covers that go on that make an old mattress new again for cheap. Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. Let's take a couple of calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. here's an interesting thing to ponder. I think you're on the right road with the issue with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I think so. Why would you want to arrest him if you knew that it would solidify his base?
Exactly. You're exactly
right. That's the question.
Right.
Because anybody with half a brain, even those who profess to have half of it tied behind their back, would know
right.
that the it would energize the base.
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Yep.
And then when you listen in that newscast that came up, you know, just before your second hour,
sure.
when they were talking about it, that he would go in and then just be released on his own recognizance, you know, that kind of thing. And,
right.
you know, you got to look at it. It sounds like it's all formality just to
get the base going. Yes.
Yeah, to piss off the base.
Yes. Yes. Get them to action. Get them to care. Get them to. Well, really, it's moving us all to the right. See, every 8 years or so, you got to move then again, 4 to 8 years in this case, move us all back to the right. Why? What happens if you move all of us to the right? If you try to showcase Biden's documents in the garage, who brought that up? His own people, right? They wanted people to know about that. It moves us to the right so that what? So that we close our eyes while new war budgets are being made, right? so that we accept it.
And here's one other thing to tie into this.
Uh-huh.
He's been promoting what he calls freedom cities here lately. And speech, you know, the one he did at CPAC, I think he was mentioning about these freedom cities that you... This is out of the same playbook that everybody else is doing, Agenda 2030. These are the same, like your 15-minute cities, but if you label them as freedom cities, then people would adopt them because, after all, the name is freedom, right?
Yeah, exactly. Freedom cities, yes, where you'll be protected. Protected to your death.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that, Sam. Thank you. Listen, whether somebody is a willing participant, an unwilling participant, I'm talking about the overall acting, the circus, the overall circus. What are we not talking about? We're not talking about the vaccine deaths. We're not talking about people like the latest actor of the Matrix movies to just die at 60 years old and they say it's from natural causes. I think those shots have lit things up in people's bodies, have lit up cancers. I think we're just going to start to realize the fallout. We had sudden deaths, but then we're going to have a rash of cancer again. It's going to be, I think, worse than we've ever seen because of what those shots do to the body. And we don't have the ability to get rid of the stuff out of our bodies. We're low on copper and everything else. But here's the deal, though. They're moving us to the right for a reason. They moved us to the left with Obama after the Bush years. They moved us to the left. There were many, many conservatives who thought that Obama would be a moderate answer, right? A moderate answer. I remember a lot of conservatives saying that. Because why? Because he talked about NSA spying and doing all these things. He never did. Okay. So now they're moving us to the right again because they get a lot of mileage out of that because we will accept war budgets. We won't fire any elected officials over that. We will conjure up more money to be money laundered through wars and rumors of wars, government contracts, things like that. So they were able to also lock down our country with a Republican president, don't ever forget, too. And the thing is, this isn't... If you like Trump and you like some of the things he did, I can agree with you. There were some things that were to be celebrated during that time. But the overall gist of the presidency was not a whole lot different than anything else. We had a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president. We didn't get a wall. We didn't get rid of Obamacare. Remember, McCain was the holdout vote. We didn't get rid of anything. They said they would. Remember, they promised. And then when it came right down to it, nothing was removed. Nothing was taken out. Now, I do agree that Trump couldn't have done all of that. It had to have been Congress. But we had a Republican Congress, a know-nothing Congress, and a know-nothing Senate that didn't deliver on one single promise to you guys that they promised that they would do if they got the power. And this is why I'm always so, you know, stop being so tribal. Stop being so into the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. The parties work together on the other side. The parties are for us. The parties are for us to fight over. They have nothing to do. It's not a right or left paradigm. It is a they are working together problem. But the right-left paradigm is only for us because we don't think in high-level questioning. Let me give you kind of a for instance on that. Let's talk about climate change for just a moment. It's in the news today, of course. Always in the news. Big distraction. Okay. Climate change. What does a low-level thinker think? What does a person with kind of a lower IQ believes the media? This is what they think. Greta Thunberg is an inspiration. Government wants to fix climate change. The TV said we all need to do our part. Only oil companies lie about climate change for profit. Only the oil companies are the problem, right? The carbon tax is the only way to fix this. Riding my bike and eating bugs can fix the weather. And Bill Nye said we should be anxious about it. Climate change. That's your low-level thinking. That is your low-level. If you were talking politics, I would say the right-left paradigm is right there. If our party won, we would do what was right. The Republicans are all conservative and the Democrats are all lefty loonies. I will agree that you've got a lot of lefty loonies, okay, that don't understand history or government or anything. But we've got a lot of Republicans on the conservative side that think if they just had more good Republicans in, we could fix this mess. And I don't think that's true. They don't look beyond the Trump versus Biden. They don't look beyond that. They don't see the whole game being played. They only see what's in front of them. They only see, okay, so if you're going to ask better questions, more critically, more, and have more critical thought, this is what you'd be asking. Who is telling me to support the efforts? Should I trust them? Have they lied to us in the past about everything? Does the solution center on individuals or government? Oh, the solution is government. That's a problem because they've lied to us many, many times. Who benefits financially from all the so-called solutions? Do the solutions take control over your life and give it to tyrannical leaders? Yes. Can man-made solutions actually be effective globally? Did man-made things actually cause climate change to happen? Why is climate change at the end of every decade for 7 decades? Shouldn't it have happened by now? If you ask somebody about climate change and they can't tell you how it's actually affected their life, is that a problem? Because supposedly we've been affected for 70 years, but no one seems to actually be affected by it. It's only coming, never is. Do all experts agree, even the censored ones? Is there anybody out there that's touting this global climate change crapola who isn't getting grant money from the government? Those are better, more critical questions to ask. If you're asking those kinds of questions, you're a more critical thinker than a low effort thinker. A low effort thinker just gets it all from the media. They show us pictures of Ukraine that seem to be these very kind of strange, innocuous, weird photos. And they tell us this huge war is going on. And they keep coming over here and telling us that it keeps dragging on for over a year now. And they give us large rounded numbers of casualties, and every single time they tell us they need more money, all of a sudden the beat of the drum for war seems to get conjured up in the press to solidify, of course, the money going over there. But you never know where the money's really going. And oddly enough, we took over the Ukraine, so it's really us that has a vested interest. If you were a critical thinker, you'd say, why do we have a vested interest in Ukraine? Why don't the countries around Ukraine have a vested interest in Ukraine? They don't. They're not concerned. We are. We're concerned. That's a problem. They had to keep this going in the press the entire time the fallout of the vaccine genocide's been going on. The whole last year has been the major distraction away from vaccine genocide. So, are we low-level thinkers? Are we critical thinkers? So now step back and look at the whole situation. What is the fruit of everything that's happened? If somebody is an actual threat, they would be completely removed. And I mean shot dead or heart attacked, or there aren't a lot of people that are a real threat that we say are a threat in the media. Not even Trump. Trump is still alive. Can we see the theatrics going on? Can we see the drama in the circus? Are we willing to see it? Or is it easier to go into the tribe part of this? It's easy for us to see the victimhood part of this. It's easy for us to think there are victims and there are the perpetrators. It's easy. It's simple. Doesn't take a whole lot of effort. Because the media is telling us this. Are they trying to gaslight us? I think we're constantly being gaslit, to tell you the truth. Constant. And I think everyone's playing a part. Because nothing ever really happens, right? None of this stuff actually really goes down. I will bet you that the guy in the bullhorns, Chansley, is it? I'll bet you he's not in prison. I would bet somebody money on that. I would bet that he is naval intelligence officer who actually played a part of a patriot. I would think that most of them were actual actors that were there. J6 was a conjured up event. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The only answer, in my mind, that makes any sense, they already have more wealth, money, land, you name it, than they can use, and they have had for as much time as we can document. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I can see, the reason they do it is just to keep us destitute and entertained as a sidelight so that we don't see that they continually try to suck wealth out of our pockets.
Amen. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Which means kind of like a biblical type of destroy us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Love it.
Period.
Thanks. Appreciate that. It's all theater. And once we start kind of taking the lid off this Truman Show and you start looking down and realizing we're over, if you watch the Truman Show, I feel like we're over sitting at a table debating the characters in the Truman Show and trying to decide who's real and who's not. When we kind of need to take the top off of the top of the stage and say the whole thing is faked. The entire thing is fake. And it's really hard to do that because the media is so pervasive and so persuasive in telling you that it's somebody's being victimized, you know, somebody's, you know, this is happening, that is happening. But if we just take the whole lid off and look down, are we going to see how fake everything is? Everybody's playing a part. Maybe somebody's playing a part to save their family. Maybe they've been threatened. Okay, that would take a more unwilling participant, I assure you, but still playing the part, right? That's what I'm saying. To the degree that they are willing and intentional, that's the question. But I don't think the question is anymore that the whole thing is faked. I think the whole thing is faked. I think it's all theater.